The U.S. Supreme Court this week declined to take up a case from Texas where a transgender inmate sued the state for sex reassignment surgery. James Dawson reports on what this might mean for a similar case out of Idaho.
Vanessa Lynn Gibson has been in a Texas prison since 1995. Gibson was born male, but has identified as a woman since she was 15. Her lawyer argues that not giving her the surgery would violate the Eighth Amendment. In its denial, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said it wasn't cruel and unusual punishment because the surgery's, quote, necessity and efficacy are disputed within the medical community. But dozens of studies show transgender patients report a better quality of life after getting some type of treatment, including surgery. The Fifth Circuit decision is in direct contrast with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals telling Idaho it had to provide the surgery to Adri Edmo, who was diagnosed with gender dysphoria in prison. UC Davis law professor Courtney Joslin says the individual facts of these kinds of cases are critical.
That decision did not necessarily mean, though, that every transgender prisoner going forward is entitled to the same type of medical treatment.
Idaho officials say they will appeal Edmo's case. Even if it is appealed, Joslin says Monday's denial could signal that the nation's highest court thinks it's not the right time to weigh in on these issues. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.